Chapter 6. The Remarkable Incident of Dr. Lanyon. Time went on, and thousands of pounds were offered in reward for the capture of Mr. Hyde. However, he was nowhere to be found. Much of his cruel deeds were learned about, but his present location remained a mystery. Mr. Utterson began to recover from his initial shock. The death of Sir Danvers was, to his mind, more than paid for by the disappearance of Mr. Hyde. Now that that evil influence was gone, a new life began for Dr. Jekyll. He began meeting with friends again, and while he had always been known for his work with charities, he was now becoming involved with religion. He was busy, and he was getting out of the house, which was very good for his health. One evening, the doctor had some friends over for dinner. Among the guests were Mr. Utterson and Dr. Lanyon. Dr. Jekyll and his two old friends talked and laughed just like they had when they were young. Mr. Utterson left the dinner feeling relieved that all was well. Days later, however, Dr. Jekyll suddenly returned to his seclusion of before. Mr. Utterson paid him several visits, but Poole would tell him that the doctor was receiving no visitors and his master was not leaving the house. After having enjoyed the company of Dr. Jekyll for the past 2 months, Mr. Utterson was very troubled by this change. He went to see Dr. Lanyon, where he at least was not turned away. But he was shocked at the change in Dr. Lanyon's appearance. He looked as though he were dying, and the doctor looked absolutely terrified. "I have had a shock," he said, "and I shall never recover. It is a question of weeks before I die. Well, life has been pleasant. I liked it. Well, I used to like it. I sometimes think if we knew all, we should be gladder to get away from it." "Jekyll is ill, too," observed Utterson. "Have you seen him?" But Dr. Lanyon's face changed, and he held up a trembling hand. "I wish to see or hear no more of Dr. Jekyll," he said in a loud, unsteady voice. "I am quite done with that person. I beg you not to speak of him." "Oh, dear," said Mr. Utterson. Then, after a considerable pause, "Can't I do anything?" he inquired. "We are three very old friends, Lanyon. We are not likely to live long enough to make others." Dr. Lanyon told him that nothing could be done. He said to ask Dr. Jekyll if he wanted to hear more. Mr. Utterson replied that the doctor would not see him. "I am not surprised at that," was the reply. "One day, Utterson, after I am dead, you may perhaps come to learn the right and wrong of this. I cannot tell you. And in the meantime, if you can sit and talk with me of other things, please do. But if you cannot keep clear of this topic, then go, because I cannot bear it." As soon as he got home, Mr. Utterson sat down and wrote to Dr. Jekyll. He complained about not being permitted to visit, and he asked about what had happened with Dr. Lanyon. The next day, he got his answer. The dispute with Dr. Lanyon could not be resolved. "I do not blame our old friend," Dr. Jekyll wrote, "but I share his view that we must never meet. From now on, I intend to stay by myself. Please do not doubt my friendship if my door is often shut even to you. You must allow me to go my own dark way. I have brought on myself a punishment and a danger that I cannot name. Please respect my silence." Mr. Utterson was amazed by the sudden change in Dr. Jekyll, who had, a week ago, been cheerful and kind. He would have thought such a great and sudden change pointed to madness, but considering Dr. Lanyon's manner and words, there must be some deeper cause. Within the next month, Dr. Lanyon took to his bed and died. After his funeral, Utterson locked himself in his office and took out an envelope given to him by his dead friend. It read, "Private, for the hands of G.J. Utterson alone." The envelope also stated that should Mr. Utterson die before him, the letter should be destroyed unread. The lawyer was afraid to read what it said. "I have buried one friend today," he thought. "What if this should cost me another?" Inside the first envelope was another envelope that had written on it, "Not to be opened until the death or disappearance of Dr. Henry Jekyll." Utterson could not believe his eyes. He was tempted to open it anyways, but he did not. He put the second envelope in his private safe.
Thank you.